Chapter 8. Tuesday, October 9th to Saturday, October 13th.
Addie. Tuesday, 8:45 a.m. Bronwyn and Nate escaped the cameras yesterday, but Cooper and I didn't. We were on the evening news. I left my new bike at school and texted Ashton to come for me, but Channel 7 got a good photo of me anyway. They put it next to a photo of me aged 8 at the Little Miss San Diego Beauty Competition. I came second, of course. When I go to the bathroom during the morning, I hear someone crying. Bending down, I see Janae's black boots under the door of a toilet. I ask if she needs anything. "Go away, Addie," she replies. "Okay," I say, but I don't go. "Hey, I have some tissues if you want some. I've used a lot of them recently." Janae doesn't reply. "I'm sorry about Simon. You must miss him a lot." The door slowly opens, and I can see her red eyes. "I'll take the tissues," she says. I know it's best not to try to have a conversation, so I give them to her and say, "Do you have anybody to talk to?"
"No,"
Janae whispers. "Well, if you want to talk to me, I have a lot of time. Anyway, I really am sorry about Simon." At the end of school, there are no cameras outside, so I get my bike to ride home. My hair feels hot and heavy, and I suddenly decide to do something. I stop near some cheap stores, go into a hairdresser's, and ask if they can cut my hair. "Okay," says the girl about my age. "Just a little bit?" I shake my head. "No, all of it." She looks nervous, disappears, and comes back with an older woman who says, "Sometimes people think they want to cut all their hair off, but..." I pick up a pair of scissors, get hold of some hair above my ear, and cut it off. "Now, fix it," I tell her. So she does. Bronwyn, Friday, 7:45 p.m. 4 days after we were on the news in San Diego, the story is national news. We're going to be on a program called Mikhail Powers Investigates. We know this because they've been trying to interview us, although none of us has said anything. Unless one of us is lying, which must be a possibility. Maeve and I are on my bed. She's on her laptop looking through the forums that Simon had looked at. She's telling me about a thread discussing a school shooting. A student shot 7 students dead and then killed himself. And people are saying what he did was great. "Simon posted on this forum too," says Maeve. "And he's saying the same kind of things." "How do you know it's Simon?" "Because he writes things about Bayview and about the school," she says. "You have to be a weird person to post on a forum like this. Maybe one of them killed him." "Girls," my mother calls, "it's time." Downstairs, all my family are waiting to watch Mikhail Powers Investigates. It's a popular program, but Mikhail Powers is a serious reporter. A high school student's death is a mystery. 4 students are hiding secrets. When the police can't find evidence, what's next? I feel sick seeing my photo behind Mikhail Powers as he talks about us. Did star student Bronwyn Rojas feel too much pressure to do well because of the long illness of her sister? Does cheating mean she'll never get to Yale? He talks about Addie being in beauty competitions, about whether Cooper's drug-taking will affect his future in baseball, and about how Nate's on probation for selling drugs. It's awful. Until he interviews a young lawyer called Eli Kleinfelter from Until Proven. Eli asks why the police aren't checking whether other people had reasons to hate Simon. And he asks why they think that only Simon could post these horrible things on About That. I want to talk to Eli Kleinfelter.
Cooper, Saturday, 4:35 p.m. There's a new Tumblr post sounding pleased about the media attention. It's a great story. Four good-looking students with secrets being investigated for murder. The pressure is on the police now. Maybe they should look at Simon's old posts. They might find something interesting. The last part makes me feel sick. I break up with Keely at her house because it's private. It's not because of what Nani said. It had to happen. Keely's great, but she's not for me, and because I know that, I can't make her go through this. She starts to cry. I don't believe you did anything, she says. I know, Keely, and that's kind of you. Then she surprises me. Did Vanessa say something? No. Why? She was going to tell you something that happened before we were dating, she replies. I hooked up with Nate at Luis's party at the end of junior year. I'm a bit surprised. Simon was following me around, and I was sick of it, so I hooked up with Nate. We just kissed, mostly. Then you asked me out a few weeks later. I think I understand now. So, you were dating me and Nate at the same time, I say. I stopped seeing Nate as soon as you asked me out, she says, still crying. Simon wanted so much for me to choose him, and you didn't even think I was making a choice to go out with you. People always choose you, don't they? They always chose me, too, until you came along and made me feel so unimportant. Keely, I... She doesn't let me answer. Cooper, all you care about is throwing that ball fast. And you don't care how you get to do that. I get angry and say I didn't take drugs and decide I'd better leave. But Keely's right that I've been a lot more worried about my future in baseball than I have about her and me.